Framebridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without even leaving your home. And Framebridge is also a perfect way to give an easy and thoughtful holiday gift.
Hint, 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 nudge, right. Nudge. Just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces. Preview your item online in dozens of frame styles, choose your favorite, or get free recommendations from their talented designers. Options on Framebridge start at $39, and all shipping is free. Please use our code IMOMSOHARD, and you'll get 15% off your first order.
I really love Framebridge for a million reasons, but one of the reasons
you
I love them.
Say.
I don't. I you do say to too say. Many people. when you have something professionally framed, that picture or the tickets that you got from a show or whatever it is,
yeah.
They stay so secure in that frame and they're preserved, and it's really nice. There's no wrinkling. They're such professionals. I highly recommend. So you can get started today and you can frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift.
Go to framebridge.com and use promo code IMOMSOHARD to save an additional 15% off your first order.
Just go to framebridge.com, promo code IMOMSOHARD.
Framebridge.com, promo code IMOMSOHARD.
You guys, we're here. Are you ready to podcast?
We came in hot, but we had things to say about phones, you
we
guys.
We came in hot. We have things to say. Thank you for joining us on the hashtag IMOMSOHARD podcast. You ready to do this, Jen?
I think so.
I think we should talk about the fact my mom's in town. Let me restate. I have to talk about the fact my mom's in town. You guys, I'm working on a lot of shit. I think I have a little something to talk about on our quality time.
Guilty.
I love my mother. She is fantastic. She's a good time. We are in a pandemic. We do not align politically. And she is in my house while my kids are doing remote learning, to which she has never experienced that in her entire lifetime. All of those things together can be and have proven to be stressful.
Well, she was a school teacher, so she has opinions.
She has opinions, but she's so pro-teacher. I love that about her, because even with some of the teachers that I've come across that I've had criticisms for, my mom is like, hold on now. You know, hold on now. You don't know what her job is like or how many kids she's dealing with. She's very pro-teacher. So my mom is in the house she just got here last night. We've had 24 hours together and half of them have been sleeping. And this morning, the kids are on remote learning, and my mom's, they're upstairs on Zooms, and all of a sudden, my mom's like, hey, Alexa, play We Are the World. And my mom starts belting We Are the World in the middle.
That's
we
so
are
confident.
The world. Da-da, we are the children. We are. And she, you know, she's in Sweet Adeline. She's in a singing group.
I know
back
she's
in,
a singing group, but that's like just that's one step below
you,
like,
Whitney
I will always
Houston's
love you.
I will always love you. Yeah. Thank you very much. And
is she qualified?
Absolutely not. Okay. Although a lovely singing voice she has, I literally was like, am I being punked right now? Does she understand? So then I have to go out and be like, hey, mom. Hey, hi, do you know that they're on it's remote learning? That means they're here and they're, do you understand what's going on? I was not very happy. So I was happy to come here tonight and open a White Claw.
Well, I have to say, the relationship that you have with your mom, I think is representative of like so many.
You do?
Yeah, moms and daughters, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're different people that are connected in so many ways. And the fact that you love each other enough to like roll your eyes at each other is pretty great.
It is.
And not be mean to each other, you know. You're going to get under each other's skin.
Oh, absolutely.
But
in 14 seconds. No, she's awesome. And the kids love seeing her. And I love that she, you know, she took a little bit of a risk to fly out. I made her get a COVID test.
Yeah.
I heard about that 45 times. But you know what? We're playing it safe.
And you know what? You're also playing it safe for her sake, too.
Yeah.
So she can get mad at that. That's fine.
She can get mad at anything. She just more gets mad at my, like, home decor and lack thereof than anything else. That's what she – I was like, Mom, aren't you happy that we get to eat on these new plates? Then she's like, so many of them are in the dishwasher. Should I just go ahead and run this?
Yes.
Should I just go ahead and run it?
Why
and
I'm like,
do just
you
run
think
it,
I
Terry.
Asked you to come? I need some goddamn help, lady.
I need some backup. She's awesome. She loves to cook. She loves to cook for the family, except she's always like, gosh, they eat everything I make. I'm like, well, that's not hard if it's mac and cheese and broccoli with mac and cheese on it. So thank you for your chefery. You're not giving my kid boiled chicken. Like, it's all fried and delicious and full of butter, and I want to eat it that way too.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good. That's, my mom is such a good cook.
She's such a good cook. You go into Jen's mom's house, and first of all, she has every wizzly dizzly cooking appliance or thing you could imagine, and she uses it.
Yes.
So she's probably like an Instapot like phenom, but she's got that like broiler thing that she made that I don't even know what it was. It was like a breaded meatloaf situation.
I don't know. She sees like it could be in like Bon Appetit magazine, and we all know that's like singing a Whitney Houston song.
You're
for
not
a,
doing
an
it.
Amateur.
You're looking at the pictures, and you're probably gonna you're like make it's sweet beautiful. Love to yourself.
But my
later.
Mom like goes, I'm gonna tear this out of the dentist's office.
Nobody really
I,
does
I'm
that.
Like that. She does, and it's always so good. And the funny thing is, too, my brother and I both. He eats zero meat. Like, he doesn't eat chicken. He doesn't eat anything.
Oh, interesting.
He hasn't
I didn't know
for
that.
Years and years. He didn't like it when he was a kid, but just sort of like.
Oh, I'll put bacon on bacon.
So will my mom. And she will put, I don't eat bacon. She will put it on top of everything and be like, I needed you to get the full picture of what it's supposed to look like. I needed to get the presentation right. And then she
Jenny,
made this.
That doesn't sound so dissimilar to.
Me?
You.
What do you mean? I would never put bacon on.
No, about presentation being important. It's like bacon is her accessory.
Totally.
You got to give her that.
Well, she did one time. My brother and I were both in town, and she's like, I made potato soup, and we're like, something that we can eat. And she goes, yeah, there's just some little but big chunks of ham in it. Like, she didn't know what was better.
You can't make potato soup without ham.
Little so you wouldn't see them or big so you could pick them out. So she used both in describing this. And my brother's like, oh, I'm not going to eat it.
Oh, I would. I tried being a vegetarian for 6 hours, and it was the worst 6 hours of my life. I literally think I put like bacon bits on bacon on a bacon sandwich. I was like, I can't, don't take it away from me.
Nobody could down a Philly cheesesteak faster than me back in the day. But once you stop eating it, it's like, you know that like there's that drug they give alcoholics that makes them like barf as soon as alcohol goes in their stomach.
No, but I need that so that I can lose a couple of surly pounds.
Well, okay, so it's sort of like that because your stomach gets so upset. It has so much trouble digesting like red meat after you've not had it in a long time, which, you know, I downed a lot of pork last week and I've been paying for, I could pay, you know what, Kristen? I could pay for it at any moment. You don't even know, but I want you to know.
That it was, that it, that came, it came back at you?
It came back at me angry.
It was like, listen, I don't blame that. I never blame any kind of food sickness on meat. That's the Midwesterner. I'm like, I had to have been a fried fritter or like a cheese something or that, is, that would never be meat.
She could like, seriously. She could find a raccoon that was dead on the freeway, bring it home, jerky it up and be like, why is my tummy upset?
Actually, my stomach would be like, you're fine. Everyone else is dead. But your iron gut is perfectly fine. Cause I do like that. The meats of the world.
Issue is the all-in-one platform to create and distribute beautiful digital publications, from brochures to magazines to sales collateral and more.
It's perfect for creators, marketers, designers, educators, or anyone that wants to make eye-catching content.
And Issue makes it easy. Kristen, you love that word.
I do. It's been used
to describe you a lot. Simply upload your PDFs and files, and Issue transforms them using your vision and customizable templates to create the content you want.
And you can start using Issue for free. They also offer a premium feature that gives a most customized experience.
Get started with Issue today for free, or if you sign up for a premium account, you will get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use promo code MOM.
That's ISSUU.com/podcast and use promo code MOM at checkout for your free account or 50% off your premium account.
That's issue.com/podcast with promo code MOM. Jingle balls, jingle balls, jingle all the way.
It's holiday season, so it's time to buy gifts for you and your man. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. If there's nothing I like more than a well-shorn man on a Christmas Eve night, and then maybe you can put a bow on it.
And I don't know if I should say this, but it's got a really nice adjustable end to it. And I gave my son a haircut on his head
that
with it.
That feels not like something you should talk about, something that's meant to,
I'm
to
a mom.
Trim your Moving twigs and berries. On. That's why Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their lawnmower 3.0 has advanced skin-safe technology, so it reduces cuts on your man's nuts.
My man's nuts are always cut up. What is he doing? It's also waterproof, you guys. The Lawnmower 3.0 comes in their Perfect Package 3.0, which makes for the perfect holiday gift this season. Also, be sure to check out their Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver. Oh, I could use some of that. These products keep balls from sweating, smelling, and sticking. And
these formulations are all vegan, cruelty-free, dye-free, sulfate-free, and paraben-free. So you know his manhood is in good hands. If they're not his own hands, they're in good hands.
Better than mine. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code IMOMSOHARD at manscaped.com.
Ladies, this is a perfect gift for you and your man. And trust me, he will thank you.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code IMOMSOHARD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code IMOMSOHARD. Naughty or nice, this is the number one gift on Santa's list. Hop on the trending sled today.
Jenny, I'm so excited about today. You guys, I'm going to take a strong left turn because I don't want to lose track, because I will. Do we need a quality time, or did that count as a quality time?
I think that was quality time. That was we're talking about your mom.
My mom. Go, Terry.
Yeah.
I love you.
I wish I could come spend quality time with Terry, too.
She's a good time. We're going to have some kettle tonics tonight, take the edge off, and it's going to be a good time. She is fun. And you know what I have to remind myself of is that my mom and dad are both, as you know, they're like social as hell, which is where I get it. Like, whatever two people are the least introverted, got together and made a baby, I'm one of those babies. Like, there is no introvert. It's literally like detrimental for us to be like alone. So my mom isn't like unlike anybody else that's going through a hard time right now. Like, everything she's known and is loved and is doing was sort of taken away, and she's in retirement. So like, it's not a fun party. She's feeling, I think, probably, I just need to give her a break.
Well, it's really hard to, and now I'm going to feel bad because I fight with my mom, of course, to the point that, like, she's blocked me. She's blocked my number, I think. But that's fine.
Barb's like, Jen who? New phone who dis?
Yeah, definitely. But that's what's funny is, like, my dad and my mom, there's never been more introverted, shy.
Interesting. And they're together. How interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, briefly they were. Yeah, a couple times at least.
Yeah, so, two times for sure.
So they they're both really, so they don't need to talk to anybody. I don't know how I fell that far. I'm like, I'm a little bit shy, but I need to talk to people.
You need to talk to people. You need connection.
Yeah.
Whereas your mom can kind of be like, I'm going to cook, I'm going to sew, I'm going to clean my house, I'm going to organize.
And then once every 7 or 8 years, I call somebody. And that's all I need. That's how I'm happy.
I think she's calling other people.
Yeah. Okay. That's probably true.
We just wrapped up the, there's going to be an entire podcast channel dedicated just to the troubles of the mom-daughter continuum.
It's our spinoff channel called My Mom is Hard.
That's so smart. That's annoying.
We're not going to talk about that, although I will say it's a good segue because you say what we're going to talk about because I learned from the master, and that's what we're talking about.
You guys, today is going to be really fun because I'm going to act like an interviewer, like a fancy interviewer, and I have been preparing for this my whole life because all I listen to is true crime. So I'm going to shift from Luminol and go into shopping, and I'm going to interview Miss Jen Smedley, who in another life or in her current life doubles as a, I don't even know what you would call you, like a shopping guru who is budget conscious and loves a good deal, but is so up on trends.
Okay, so I feel really nervous. I told Kristen, I was like, I don't know. I feel nervous.
What are you talking about?
Because I'm not a guru. I just know what works for me. And I probably have some things that might work for other people.
That's you being really humble.
I can just cool it. I buy a lot of shit that everybody else is like, what?
No, they are not. Like, what? They're always like, let me tell you. We do shows and I buy clothes like I am buying work clothes like I work in a garage. I'm like, I need my utility pants, shirt, two pairs of shoes, perhaps a nice, very dainty necklace that won't hit me as I am overacting on stage. Like, and Jen is like this explosion of fashion. And every time we do a meet and greet, the women like literally barrel me over just to get to Jen. And they're like, oh my God, I love your necklace. And Jen's like, oh my God, I love your shirt. And they just are this. I'm like, you guys get snow tires yet? This is the season. Do you guys have chains in the back of your car? You're in the middle of Minnesota. What are you doing? This is not the time.
I do like stuff that's like on trend just because I like when I see somebody else like wear it right. Like if I see a famous person wear a thing, I'm like, oh, I want to.
You always wear it right. You have very good instincts. You have a very good picker, which is great for me because my very good friend buys for me. And that means I have to shop less because the one thing that is so fun about us being so different and so much the same in so many ways, but we are so different when it comes
to shopping. All the reasons that I love shopping or that I like about shopping are the things that Kristen hates about shopping.
Hates. We could unpack that all day long.
But because you think about things like, how is this going to function and how is this going to work? And I'm like, I don't care if those shoes are a size and a half too small because they're going to look f-ing amazing.
No, I could not be more opposite of that. If I buy a beautiful pair of shoes, which I have done and you know I have done.
She's got great shoes.
If they are not comfortable to put on my feet, I will literally never wear them. And I know this about myself and that's why I shop. Like, hey man, I pull the trigger on nice tennis shoes for sure. I spend some, but then I wear them until they're like what I'm wearing right now. Let me just describe the, first of all, socks that I'm wearing, which are 14 years old, and the shoes I'm wearing, it's which so are 4 years old.
That, it works. It works. This is a thing that I love about how Kristen dresses, too. She's like, she has red, yellow, and green socks on, but they're like a red, a mustard, and like a sepia, like a forest.
Okay, that was not intentional. I think these were socks I bought in an airport.
But you're such an artist that you have blue, purple, white, and sepia.
Sapia or sepia? Sapia?
I don't know.
You would know over me.
I don't know.
Okay, but let's talk about, here's what I think the ladies that are listening are going to really enjoy about the way that you shop because you do it on a budget and you always have cool shit and it's always really cute and trendy. And I mean stuff, not shit. But okay, so when did you first, like who did you learn how to shop from? Your mom?
I think my mom and definitely my grandmother. And I love shopping partly because I have so many good memories about them both. Like I loved shopping so much that on Friday nights when I was like young, swinging, single and could have been bar hop and I was like, let's go to Kohl's. I have
or like, oh God,
like some kind of discount store. And then we would go get dinner or whatever. It's such a good time.
That's a nice memory.
It really was so
fun. That's so sweet.
We would like go to some steakhouse and try and get my grandma to have a swig of red wine, which she was like, oh, can't, because she's like all of 85 pounds. But it was so fun. But
those are good memories.
So when I was really little, my grandparents lived in Muskogee, Oklahoma, which is like outside Oklahoma City. And there was this place called Walls. And it was a closeout store. And my grandpa knew everybody there on a first name basis. Like he knew they got all their new stuff in on like Tuesdays and Fridays. And he would like load us into the car whenever we were there and we'd go down there. And I remember like their whole basement had these fun setups for us. Like there had been some fire at a UCLA bookstore in the 70s or 80s or something.
Oh, God.
And this store had all these like melted pens and like receipt pads and stuff. And my grandpa bought them all for like nothing. And we would like play with these, like play office with
random
these and stuff.
Ass stuff.
But we, and I did. That's the first place I got jelly shoes, which they were like so expensive. But I got a pair of jelly shoes that were like three sizes too small.
I wore my jelly shoes until those things, like literally, this is so disgusting. What a great memory. I had like those white jelly shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And if this is not indicative of who I am as a human, but I lived on the farm and they were too girly for me, so I put laces in them. I did. And my mom was like, absolutely not. And so then I'd come in and I'd unlace my jelly shoes and you could see where my, because I'd been at the creek and I was like, yeah.
That's everywhere. Like, I remember, God.
Oh, God. They would get so gross, but they were so great. You waited all. Oh, my God. Jelly shoes were the thing.
Like, I'm kind of still looking for some, like, the hot pink.
You do? A Jeffrey Campbell pair of. Compliments on them
those
all
glitter
the time.
Shoes. I've complimented
them. And I have them. I've had them for 8 years, and they are one of those pairs that I wear that I feel like I did
those.
Right on.
Yeah.
Once in a while, I will get it right. But you get it right all the time. I get it right once out of 400 purchases.
Well, here's, if anybody is listening and knows where to find these, I want to get like the pinky orange neon iridescent jelly shoes. Want them. And I also really want a pair of Peter Pan boots from the 80s. Remember those? They're little short ankle boots and the top folds down like Peter Pan wore.
Oh, yeah. Those are cute.
And they're hard to find. I can't find any anywhere.
I think I just found a pair and really? I didn't mean to, but God, who am I? What the hell's happened to me? I'm talking about shopping like I know.
But that's okay. But God, let's go back. So much to say. Okay.
So I think in this, I think we could streamline it and get right to it, because I think what everyone wants to know is like, where can you buy the good stuff for cheap?
Okay. Well, the like go-tos for, if I wanted a designer blouse, I would go to TJ Maxx and check their runway section.
Okay.
Because here's,
love TJ Maxx.
Here's how I feel is there's only a few brands, like literally a handful of brands that don't ever discount, that you have to buy like secondhand or some kind of an outlet in order to get a discount on them, which I think is worth it. But everything else, like 99.9% of everything, there's a like a discount version of, or you can get it at a discount somewhere.
But don't outlets make, this is the thing that pissed me off about outlets, because I'm not a big outlet shopper. I'm hit and miss with them. But I heard that outlets will create clothes just for like their outlet store. So if like, sorry, Marc Jacobs, I'm just using you as an example, although I don't know if this is true. But
I don't think Marc Jacobs does.
But if Marc Jacobs, let's pretend they do. They would
like
make
Banana Republic.
Okay, Banana Republic. J. Crew.
Yes, you can tell by the tag. Like a Banana Republic has two or three stars. They'll have like stars.
Interesting.
Like asterisks.
You guys were learning. Yeah. Hard hitting questions.
Yeah. So don't ever like buy something on like Poshmark or ThredUp that says it's $17 and it's from Banana Republic.
I peter out before I have to enter my information in the freaking,
because she doesn't like the dig. I like the dig.
I don't
I
want
like
any
look
of that
for it. I am convinced that anything I want there is a version of that is in my price range, and I will find it, and I like to look for it.
Oh God, why are we so different?
I don't
All
know.
All of that you just said gave me massive anxiety.
Okay, here's what I like to do for Kristen. We're lucky enough to live in LA area.
Uh-huh.
So I love to go to warehouse sales.
You have to explain what those are, because I had never heard of those before LA, and I think they're fascinating and sound f-ing terrible.
But they have them not everywhere. You're lucky if you live more coastal, but there's a couple outlets. Like there's a Bowdoin outlet like on the East Coast.
Well, Jen, I'm not going.
Well, yeah, you will. If we're
out
there,
we're
out
there, I guess.
Go.
I would if there's one. I'd save a lot of money, I suppose.
But I have to talk about Bowdoin too. Yeah. I've got so many things. But like,
guys, this podcast is going to last 6 hours.
So there's a huge port of Los Angeles. It's like one of the top four biggest ports in the world. They get all this stuff loaded in there that goes to warehouses. Anything that doesn't get sold and shipped off to like Minnesota or wherever else, they'll have extras of, and they sell them. And I will go in. They'll give you these huge bags with a twist tie. And you can get like, why are you sighing?
Because it's so stressful.
I got $2, were they Splendid shirts?
I know. You go and you get, you have to understand.
I get one bag for Kristen and one bag for me and just pull
them
around.
Okay, I want you to think of like a city dump in every movie you've ever seen in your whole life, and think of like them. Okay, remember that movie where, what's her name? She has an affair, and then Richard Gere murders the guy and he ends up in a rug in a dump, and then they find him in the dump?
No.
What's it called? Not the affair. Whatever. So sexy for the first half until she gets busted. Mm. So then she, Diane Lane, amazing French actor. So steamy sex scenes. Anyway, moving on. They dump his body in a dump. I'm circling this back to true crime. And that is what I imagine a sample sale feels and looks like, is that you go in and it's like, gook, gook, gook. And they've got like a big giant heap of clothes, and everybody's, I've been to one of those where you have to just dress in front of everybody and they don't even give you mirrors.
So that's the other thing, is there's sample sales, which are like what the company, whatever, like we got a bunch of good stuff at Sundry, which is usually really expensive.
So expensive.
But their headquarters are here, and it's stuff that the salespeople take out to sell to the department store or whatever. Yeah. And then they bring them back, and they're pretty much worthless to them. But you also get stuff that doesn't sell to the department stores, which I like weird stuff.
Yeah.
So if it is too weird for department stores or something, they sell it for like nothing.
I like cheap stuff.
Yeah. So they'll put these huge tarps outside in the parking lot, and then they put the clothes on there, and you can get amazing, amazing, amazing.
But you have to bend over and look through shit.
Yes.
And pull clothes, which Jen is such a good person because she does. I need an EKG before I go in. I can't. I need a Valium and then I'm not aggressive.
Because it.
I think because like I get overwhelmed. I don't like the way it feels to go to malls. I don't like being around stuff. It's the digging and the I get like I have no sense of commitment.
Are you being polite though? Is it because you don't like the?
Well, I think that my opinion of shopping has definitely changed since after having a baby, two babies, and my body changed. I realized that now shopping isn't as fun. Before, I didn't have any dough. So, like, I just never went to cool stores because I was like, unless it was Forever 21 or like once in a while I would splurge, but I never even went to like Anthropologie because I thought it was too expensive. So, yeah. But when I was like thin and fit in my brain, I could go and buy clothes or put on clothes and be like, oh yeah, this looks good. And now if I have to go to an event or something, I have a heart attack because I'm like, God, I'm going to go in, see those fucking mirrors and like the lights above and all my cellulite and try to put on an expensive outfit. And I usually come out with something I like, but it's like, it's a uphill battle. That's why if I find something I like, I wear it to 50 things and I don't care.
Well, I totally understand that because I run into that now. I used to just go, I can buy a small, or if it's a brand I know runs big, I can get an X small. I can't do that anymore. And right. I usually air too big and then I look like I'm wearing something that's...
Yeah, because you don't want to buy clothes that are too big because they can be... it's not like that boho thing where...
It barely ever is that if you buy something that's too big, it's more flattering. That's
a misconception.
Yeah. You should buy clothes that fit.
And you said that you've taken clothes in that you've paid a lot for and had them tailored because it's actually far less.
Absolutely. Like, okay. So if you... Let's talk about like... brick and mortar stores that you can like walk into and get good deals. Here is like TJ Maxx, which I love. They have that runway section. If you're looking for something designer, they will have sizes that are like not the average sizes that you can get a super good deal on. And then like, of course, Marshalls, Nordstrom Rack, all of those. My sister-in-law lives in Vermont in this little town. And they have a really great TJ Maxx because it's like...
REI stuff?
They get everything that goes to every other TJ Maxx, although it's not picked over because it's such a small town.
Yeah.
So she's gotten so many things for the kids where she will go in and say, how much for this whole rack? When they're just like trying to like clear stuff.
Holy shit.
She'll buy a whole rack. So if you live in like a small town, especially if you're going to resell stuff like Poshmark or whatever, you can get super good deals if you're willing to like...
Well, in my small town, if you went to Wheeler's, it was to buy a Carhartt jacket for the winter and a hat that ironically was very, very popular when I moved to LA. I was like, why is everybody wearing Pabst Blue Ribbon hats?
Oh.
And I was like, this is $8 at Wheeler's and you paid like $120 to look like an asshole.
That's right. Trucker caps were not ironic.
They were not. They're not ironic where we're from. The mesh is to let your head breathe. Yeah. But if you're in LA, it's... to be a D-bag.
Yeah, it's to be unpunked. That's old. Look at how
that's
old
an old
I just
reference. Made myself. Punked. Jen made the reference, not me. I'm so young.
But when you're out shopping, when you're in a store, and especially if you're at a sample sale, see what the or the, a warehouse sale, see how the brand runs size wise, big or small. They're all online. They're everybody. Like all you have to do is start
researching.
Does blah 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 run? See, that's why I like to do it, because then I'm like, I bought this really like cool thing for $5, and then it.
Well, let's break down what you're wearing, because this is a good. Okay, so oddly, we're on a podcast, so I'll describe it. But if you want to watch it, you can see it on YouTube. But I'm going to tell you what she's wearing, and she's going to tell you how much she paid, because altogether, I think it was $4. But she's got on this cute. Let me see if I can do it.
Okay.
She's got an acute denim members only jacket.
It's not actually. This
oh,
is,
see, I already.
You know what? No, this is from. Hold on. Don't anybody on the YouTube zoom in on Kristen while I look
no,
at what my
tag. No, we don't zoom in on me.
I can't remember.
I can't stop eating. But all I've been doing is eating.
I shop so much that I can usually tell what something is by the.
Because if you bought that at a sample sale, the brand is not on the tag generally.
Sometimes. Yeah. Okay. They cut them out sometimes, or they stamp sample on them. But,
I'm gonna steal a tag from Macy's.
Wait, no, 7 would say on the zipper.
Good God, you guys, we might have lost our sheet. We might have lost her. She's looking for a brand.
At one point, I didn't know what it was. I got it for $5.
She got it for $5. If you've seen our the cover of our book, I am wearing a gold jacket that looks like a school jacket. Like, how would you say that? Like a
Letterman's
jacket with like gold sleeves. I had never worn it. She bought it for me. She got it for $3 at a sample sale.
Yeah, I pulled it out of a box.
And I brought it to the photo shoot because I, again, was not having an easy time with fit. And that made it to the dang cover of our book, which is pretty neat.
And the shoes that I'm wearing on the cover of our book, which I've worn. So if you don't have a warehouse or sample sales by you, but go and just Google and see like what.
Yeah, because some of them are online, right?
Yeah. Some are online, especially right now. They're not as good.
Right. But you got to know that you're never going to get a return. It's going to be like final sale. They're pricey. Some of them are pricey.
There
right?
was, yeah, it's like, they are more pricey than just a regular sample sale.
Ugh,
so
I don't know. I know.
But just Google and you can find if there's warehouse sales by you. They're always better than, and sometimes like even in the Midwest, they have like warehouses and stuff like that. And they'll like get rid of stuff pretty cheap. So they're totally worth it. But stores I love, they're all over the U.S. are like, the beginning like level is Buffalo Exchange, where you could like bring in Banana Republic or something like that and resell it, because everybody has stuff in their closet. They won't take anything that's got like stains in the pits and stuff.
I thank you.
Do you know this, right?
You know what? Experience? I was like, seriously, like one of you can't go home and put a little OxyClean on this. It's just they're like, you got this f-ing t-shirt free at your softball team. Why are you trying to sell it? And I'm like, well, we won championships with it.
Well, I also like the stores that are like that because they know what's going to be hot that season. So they will only buy stuff, especially they're really good for vintage stuff.
Yeah.
That is back around again. So all that 90s stuff that like your sister's cleaning out of her closet.
I could not be, though. I am off. People that can vintage shop are like their own breed. I am terrible at vintage shopping.
Why?
Oh my God.
Don't you have a vintage clutch? I thought you had one.
I think I said it was vintage, but I got it from like JCPenney. I'm just kidding.
JCPenney says great.
I'm just I hate JCPenney. I don't. I love JCPenney. I love JCPenney. They're great.
They do have cute stuff.
I think they have weird prices at JCPenney. They do weird stuff. They like at Kohl's too. I'm not going to shit talk Kohl's because if they want to get in bed with us, we are in.
Those are two places they have so much merchandise that it's overwhelming.
Well,
sometimes.
Oh my God, I that's my whole thing, and I think it has to do with my ADD. I'm like, am I going to buy a cooking pan and a new shirt and a like? Although I go to Costco, and it makes perfect
sense. You get new snow tires there,
but Costco makes perfect sense to me. I find it very calming.
Ugh, I'm not going to buy clothes at Costco.
Oh, I will f***ing buy my entire wardrobe at Costco in one. Are you kidding?
No.
Are you joking?
No.
I can, Literally,
that's the reason.
You snobby snotter pants.
No, it's not.
You can find designer jeans at Costco.
I know. Where do you think my husband gets all his stuff? Because here's the problem that I like getting vintage stuff or like weird sample sale stuff is because that's not, you're not going to see somebody wearing
it. Yeah, a million other people. You like that. I'm kind of like, I don't know. I think.
Kristen's like this. Where did you get those shoes?
Then I go.
And then she's online. She's like, you're on smaller one. In my cart. Like, she'll buy them right then.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to mess.
I don't want to mess with it. She likes. If I see somebody wearing something I like, I stare at them for far too long until they think I'm probably coming on to them. And then I walk over and I go, I really like your jacket. Do you mind telling me where you got it? And then they're like Madewell or something. And I literally stop everything I'm doing. And I'm like, do you think it runs true to size? Can you show me like where's the retailer? And they're like, I'm not going to help you buy it.
I do know this couple that the wife hates shopping so much that her husband will go into stores and just buy everything on the mannequin in her size.
That's kind of the smartest thing you could do.
Yeah. She just doesn't like
going. I'm the same. Colin will shop for me. He has a pretty good eye.
You're like, these are all booby shirts.
Why I know.
They? I'm like what? Tube tops, Colin.
He's really funny. He's like, I've stopped trying in that department. He's like, I'm not even going to bring anything with it. If it's even a man V-neck, you won't wear it because you think it's too revealing. It's and so I'm like, true. You're right. I need a crew neck. I'm not out to show everybody my décolleté.
Great. I'll wear my dickie with that. My faux turtleneck. I always have one handy.
I f***ing love dickies.
You know what her favorite outfit would be? A band uniform.
Fuck yes, it would.
Checks all the boxes.
Got layers. Easy. You know what to expect. Everybody's going to be wearing the same thing. Nobody looks that great. So we're all dealing in the same world.
You look good in jewel tones. It's like a royal blue.
Yes, man. And I'm playing my clarinet, which we all know is sexy.
So sexy.
If we were talking about booze, the interview would be, you would be interviewing me.
Okay, back to my outfit.
Okay. Back to your outfit. She's wearing a burgundy
Vince t-shirt.
That love Vince.
That I got.
Highly recommend at splurging the outlet. On it. Yep.
I got you a shirt when I was there too. Yep,
pink and I love it and I've worn it till the pits rotted.
But I had a burgundy long sleeve like fitted tee from Banana Republic when it had really good stuff that I got when I was like a sophomore in high school and I wore it until I was about 30.
That's amazing because I was starting my period as a sophomore in high school and I grew another 6 inches. So I would be wearing a half shirt.
Back then it would have looked great.
It would have looked great for 5 minutes. But that's the thing. Like, I do think you have those staples in your closet that you sort of like, you personally have those staples that you've been wearing kind of forever.
Yes.
Like your coat that looks like a bath mat. I've seen that.
Which one's that?
Well, you've got many. The one that literally looks like a macrame bath mat. It's so cute. Oh. Everybody goes crazy when you wear it.
I have a couple of cardigans, one's
a
camel color and one's black, and they do look like they were they do look sort of like sheepdogs a little bit.
They do,
but
nobody can pull them off except
God, if
for
you're
you.
Gonna wear a sweater, man, wear something people can see.
I'm so the opposite. I'm like, is this a line for the elements? why would we buy this if there's not? Okay, so you've got the Vince shirt at the outlet. You've had it forever.
Yep.
You love it. Talk about your belt.
This is a Fucci.
Here's a big thing. We're going to get into this whole conversation.
I'll say this too. I only have two fake things.
Yeah.
They're both Gucci belts because I don't believe they're worth.
They're so expensive.
Yeah. I have one real Gucci that. You got me one Gucci belt that you got me for my birthday.
Yes. We have this thing, which is a really wonderful thing, and I'm not ashamed to say it, that when we started I Mom So Hard, we never get like chances to kind of splurge or whatever. So we said we get to spend X amount of dollars on each other for each other's birthday, and the company pays for it because we are the company and it's such a fun
we don't like thing. Get bonuses or nothing, anything like that.
Nothing. So we do that for each other. It's been so fun. Yeah. Although every time I've been into the Gucci store twice and every time I walk in, I'm like, God, they think I'm stealing. Like, this guy will not let up. He does not think I'm buying.
It's the check.
It's the it's the check in me. I'm like, you guys know. And it's funny because I walk in there and I'm like, if I did just steal one thing and got away with it, I would make so much money when You'd be hooked.
I know. I do think that they have to worry about people stealing stuff because I've been in there like looking at a necklace. I'd never bought it. I did try to order one, a fake one from China that never came. I'm still fighting with the guy. But so it's my friend is she's from China and her best friend lives in Korea.
And they get all sorts of faux
stuff. She's like, what do you want?
They're called dupes. That's the fancy word on TikTok.
Supposedly they're all made from the same parts, whatever. Who cares?
I mean, I can go either way, man. If you feel good because you bought a dupe and you don't care about what that is, I don't know. That's probably like such an unpopular opinion.
Why?
Because I think there is something to it about like sort of stealing the artistry of an artist and then selling it for less is sort of like a shitty thing to do. But I also think the markup on some of this stuff is so catastrophically gross that I don't want to not have a cool belt because I don't want to pay $1,000 for a belt. You know what I mean? So I can party with both.
So all the reason like Forever 21 is so awesome, and I know people who mix Forever 21 with very expensive stuff.
I've heard many people do that, and they get it dry cleaned because if you find that one shirt, it'll fall apart if you clean it.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
A wide range in quality too. Because sometimes you get stuff that can last forever.
And sometimes it's a garbage can and it like lights on fire when you're walking.
Yeah. Or like it's one of those shirts that like the pits like stinky right away.
Yeah, but you'd only wear it one night out and it make your boobs look good. It would never look like that again. But you bought it for $8 and you were like, it was kind of worth it.
So belts and costume jewelry, which I think are sort of the same thing, they're always like of the moment. The thickness, the shape, the size of them, like
you think where Forever 21 knows what that looks like? What about H&M and all those stores?
Yes, H&M, and I think Zara is really good at it too. Although
Zara's pricey.
It's not totally cheap. They have good sales.
Kate Middleton wears Zara.
I love Zara, but it doesn't fit me at all. Discount.
I never find anything in there. Also, I'm overwhelmed when I go in, shocker.
It is overwhelming. I just like kind of shop the perimeter where all the cool like puffy sleeve sort of stuff is.
Everybody that I see something that's wearing something cute and I say, oh my gosh, that's so cute. Where'd you get it? Zara.
I know. They're one of those places you could just go in and wear whatever and it's going to be like on trend. But they also, all those places sell like jewelry, like toppers, accessories and stuff that are just imitations of super expensive costume jewelry.
Oh, that's such a good tip, you guys. You heard it here first.
But that's why I'm not going to spend. You guys, you have to wait 15 years for a belt to come back in style, which you can do. But I'm probably not going to be wearing a belt 15 years from now. It's going to be all sweats for me.
If I pay that much money for a belt, I'm going to wear it until I take my last breath.
That's what I'm saying.
That belt will be worth 4 cents a day by the time I die.
That Gucci belt that Kristen got me is all elastic, which is perfect because I'm going to wear that son of a bitch.
It's beautiful.
When I'm 95 years old. Yeah.
I think it's a different thing. It's not like a normal, like, you don't put it on with jeans. You wear it with dresses and stuff.
This is trendy. I think this is already, I got it like a year and a half ago. I think it's too thin. I think right now I need because the black Fuji's I've been wearing, yeah.
Nonstop. Don't tell everybody it's Fuji. But Kristen, tell them it's real.
You wear it every day and it's still in good shape.
I wear it every day and I paid $40 and I'm not going to lie about it. Would I enjoy one that is of the authentic nature? Yes, I would. So Gucci, my address is...
Exactly. I mean, Gucci's not hurting at all. If we knock off a couple knockoff belts, that's no big deal.
I got to tell you, I was in Beverly Hills one time. I was in Beverly Hills because I was getting my hair done and it's so random. I had a friend who just started her first like big salon job and she was like, would you come and get your hair done? Because it looks like people are in my chair.
Yeah.
And I was like, hell yes. I get like a free haircut. I get to go to this fancy salon. So I go into this salon. Everybody's in foils. Everybody's getting their hair done. All of a sudden, this Korean dude walks in and he like doesn't say a word. He walks in. He looks at everybody and he nods his head. And these women jump out of their chair and they're in foils. They've got face masks on. They're in the middle of getting like waxed and whatever. And all of a sudden we go into the parking lot and he's got a van and he opens the van and it is all top of the line f-ing handbags that he's asking like $300 or $400 a pop for. And I was like, obviously could not afford to spend even that much. There were women like giving him like money. Evidently, these bags did not make it onto the boat.
Okay.
And these were literally stopped at some point where they go from Italy. They start there. They go to China. China finishes construction, sends them back to Italy. Oh. Italy puts the last little whoozy what's that's on it and then sends it to the U.S. and calls it made in Italy. These did not make it back
to
Italy.
They fell off the truck.
They fell off the truck.
Okay.
So I'm such a dummy that I was like, $300?
That's a great deal. That's a.
I know Jen would have been like, I'm going to talk you down. If you're paying three more.
I mean, you could realistically be paying like 10%. Paying $300 or $400 is probably 10%.
Oh, these were Balenciaga bags. These were Chloe bags. Now that I know the difference, I would really like to go back to that salon.
Because that's what I was going to say is like there's some things like shoes that you're going to wear every day or bags that if you get a good one, it will last you for 10 years. Those, like a Louis, my first nice bag was a Speedy.
Yeah,
luggage.
Louis, that's not a car. That's not a drug. That is a handbag. That is a handbag that is called Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
Louis Vuitton.
But if you have Louis one, you know, Vuitton. You can throw it at somebody in a fight and it still comes. Not that I've ever done that.
You know what? We've had this conversation so many times. I think that like, If it's your thing, then God bless you, because I think it's really cool, the history of some of these bags and these designers, and I'm really into it. And it makes no sense. I've talked about this before, how much I love Goop, which I've never literally ever purchased anything off of Goop, but I love it. It feels like you're like part of this like fantasy world, and it's beautiful. And I am lucky enough that I have a couple things that I've collected along the way, and they feel great. Every time I wear them, I feel beautiful and special, and I've had them for a decade. So like, yeah. I feel that way every single time I wear them. So I do think there is a school of thought, like you should splurge on yourself or do what you do and really like dig deep to find those deals that are designers so that you find something that you really think is special.
Yeah, I'm going to give you guys a designer
here we go.
Hack too.
Go.
But I will say.
Designer hack.
But before I get to that hack, I have to say, because I'm just so Midwestern and level-headed that like I don't spend money on expensive jewelry and stuff like that. Like my ring is an antique. My wedding ring is an antique.
This is where Jen has to tell you that she's pragmatic and she's not blowing her family's money.
Yeah.
And she's not spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. She's not. She spends like $3 on a shirt.
Yeah. I have no problem buying anything used, which here's my hack. Okay.
Except underwear. You said that would be the only thing you wouldn't buy.
That's the only thing I wouldn't buy used.
Used. And I said I might.
Which is weird because I have so many plates, like antique china and stuff like that, that God knows if they were even used as a toilet at some point. Nobody knows, but I'm still fine with it.
I saw a pair of La Perla underwear and they didn't have a mark in them. Wash them in hot. Who's going to know?
If you have La Perla, carry a Tide pen with you. Because
I would those things would be wrapped in saran wrap before I'd put them on my body. That's how I'd operate. See, that's who I am. I'd never take that thing out of the crotch.
See, and I would never, gross. I would never spend a lot of money on underwear too. Because I feel like.
Well, we know where I'm at in that game.
What am I dressing up? You can't polish a turd, you know?
That's so mean. That's so not true. But I don't want, like, that's just not. If it felt like, I don't know, maybe I've never been down that road. Maybe women are like, they just don't know what they're missing. Great. La Perla, send us some of your fancy drawers and get me
hooked.
I
will let you know. We'll compare. We'll do a side-by-side.
Here's the thing.
Kirkland La Perla contest.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? And here's what I would say. I'd be like, I will give you my real review, and I think Kirkland will win.
Yeah.
That's how much I love him. Feline.
I can't right now. I honestly can't. You know who has great underwear? I'm not going to lie. I hate saying this.
Go.
Jessica Simpson's underwear that she sells at TJ Maxx and Marshall's are the most
comfortable.
I love
Jessica
like,
Simpson's designs.
Huggers.
I think they're really cute.
I think so too.
I think she's got a thing. Okay, now go back to you were saying before. Do you want to talk about like your websites that you like?
Okay, yeah.
I would rather wear used underwear than pit stained shirt.
Well, somebody that worked at Victoria's Secret did this Reddit thread and was like, make sure you wash everything before you
gross
wear it.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Because they take stuff back.
That can't be legal. That can't be street legal. You can't do that.
I don't know.
Wait, are you telling me that somebody tries on underpants and they bring them back in and then they resell them?
That's what I heard.
That's...
Or they try them on and they don't have underwear on. Yeah. It's not like swimsuits. They can't afford to put one of those plastic strips in every single...
I'm not going to lie. I don't wear underwear when I try on a swimsuit.
What?
Well, what, man? Do you understand what I'm trying to do? It's like I'm trying to shove a freaking t-shirt into a bathing suit.
Well, maybe wear a thong or something.
I don't own one.
Maybe.
Jen, stop looking so disgusted at
me. I'm just wondering if I've ever... Oh, Kristen. That's true?
Jen, I would like you to know that if this was a voting situation, the light board would be going crazy right now. If I could have callers call in to support me, the light board would be going crazy right now with women supporting me.
You would get death threats from women. Wait a second. I tried on that suit.
You know what? What are we really going to give each other? Well,
lots of things. Okay. Honestly, there's so many things, which is what's.
But I'm not trying on
men's
suits. But
also the idea.
You know, I'm not like a genital sharing my situation.
Yeah, maybe, but men, it's different.
I'm thinking about it now and I'm regretting my decision. I'm not going to ever do it again.
Unless a man just like did a bunch of lunges or something, then he can probably try on a suit.
I'm just saying. Perhaps when you go in to try on a swimsuit, if you're wearing the underwear I'm wearing, it's like you're wearing shorts underneath it. You won't get a real view of what you're dealing with. You can't tuck it in. I don't know. I'm going to go swimming suit shopping when I go.
Okay. Okay.
Twice, maybe. Five times at the most. Maybe 12.
She feels her face is so red right now. She thought she was going to say that and I'd go, oh, me too. Now she's just backpedaling.
Jen is looking at me like she's like, I want to support you. You're my friend. I want to make you feel better about this.
But I'm real germ phobic.
Now it's just real indignation. It's fine.
I have a pair of underwear at my house right now that it's in its own little compartment because I swear it's Kristen's. And she's like, that's not mine. I don't know how you got that.
Is it my size? Then I'll take it.
It is. I don't think it's your cut. Here's how much I trust my husband. There's no part of me that's like, well, how did this get here? I'm just like, hey, if you can get this kind of woman that'll wear this sort of panty, good for you.
Oh.
Save me some work, man.
Sorry, I'm going to digress because this is what I do with my attention deficit disorder. But just real quick, we had this babysitter who was, I'm just going to say it. God bless her. She was so useless. All she would do is show up and her car was worth more than my car. And she would show up and all she would do is get on her phone. And so she was a nightmare and our kids did not like her. But once in a while, she would take the kids swimming and we said, you have to get in the pool because they were little. And she left two pairs of her underwear at our house and Colin found them. And you would have thought he was so upset. He was like, oh, like, he instantly, by the way, knew they were mine. I was like, well, how do you know they're not mine? And he's like, you would never wear anything with this much lace. And then he goes, plus the sizes. And I was like, watch yourself.
Slow down.
You better fucking slow down, sir.
Yeah,
but I was like, those are even on the market? Those, you know.
What is that?
She's going to freaking law school. She's young and fit. She's wearing the sassy stuff.
Yeah, I don't know where these came from, but I was like, well,
I'm a terrible interviewer. I keep getting you off track, and all anybody's waiting to listen to
are
is where the hell they can get these cool things at a discount rate, and I'm going
to
stop talking.
Okay, I'll finish. I'll go back to the brick and mortar thing.
Okay.
There's Buffalo Exchange.
I'm taking notes.
You can get new stuff there too, used stuff that's like barely used. EUC, as we call it in the online shopping world. It's excellent used condition.
Oh my God. Yep. She just dropped a verb.
Yep.
EUC?
Excellent used condition. Yeah.
Do I have to say that? Can I go to the EUC?
You could search EUC on they use it the most on eBay, but people who.
You're a big eBayer.
I love eBay.
And Craigslist.
It's the forgotten land. People forgot about eBay, you guys. Go there because you can get people who, especially vintage stuff, really good. that now you can also get lots of fake stuff on eBay, so you got to be careful. But
okay. Is there a way to tell? Is there a surefire way to tell?
Yep. Okay. When I get into my sites, I'll tell you.
Okay, here we go, guys.
Having this conversation
with
somebody.
Part two of shopping with Jen.
Also brick and mortar. There's like Crossroads Trading Company.
I like Crossroads.
Love it.
Yeah.
They have like, they're like kind of the highest end of used stuff, at least in LA. Like you can get designer stuff and some of it was, you can just get lucky because it was used on a shoot or something like that. But you can find it, you can find the good used stuff anywhere in the US because people buy a dress for a wedding, they buy it for vacation or whatever, then they're a size they're not ever going to be again. And then they, what are they going to do with it? They resell it.
That's my biggest drag. And it just sometimes makes me feel bad is when I go into those places, they tend to go towards like a size 4 or even like big is a size 6. Because when I go in and I'm like, hey, do you have anything in a size 10? The guy's like, like, you know, it's like, well, we have a men's section. There might be something that big there.
There's some. But even those places, though, it's worth your time if you have the patience to look because a lot of
I think Crossroads doesn't overwhelm.
Yeah. And a lot of times, like, brands that you might want are in European sizes, like Italian, English. They're all different. So you can, like, hold it up, you know, and you can try them on there. And then there's also, like, what's the other one?
There's Crossroads. There's
Wasteland.
Wasteland
is the one I was going to say is really good. But they have like designer stuff where you're like, who wears a 00? What?
Not me.
Hell?
Not my left leg and
my
not
daughter.
My right leg.
And she's 5.
Yeah.
That's only. Yeah. So, but those, I like places like that. So look around, like in every city, there are those like consignment places will get you better stuff.
Even my mom in Lincoln said there's a great consignment place where she can go and she can get like American Girl doll shit and also but just like clothes for herself and like, you know, you buy like a nice trench and you're not wearing it, you can take it in and
great for winter coats. Oh
great.
My gosh.
Winter coats. That's
like
where you can
fun, like wool vintage.
Especially for us where we don't have like a full winter.
Yeah.
When we went to the mountains, I was like, oh man, we're only going 3 days, but you can't put your kids in a jean jacket.
I swear I'm the only person in the city. You and I with ski clothes. I just loan them out all the time because my sister-in-law works at a ski lodge.
I know. Eleanor like wore that pea coat till it was like, I was like, wrap it around you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she loves
that pink
it.
One?
Yeah.
So cute. Okay. So then just look for those places. Also, if you like the thrill of the chase, go to thrift stores because a lot of times people will just be cleaning out their closet and they just want it gone, and it's a good brand. They barely wore it.
Yeah, I think that is something that, like, again, I go into a thrift store and I can get overwhelmed, but if I try to just look at it like it's its own thing, then I get excited. But I always go in with this intention. So I just read this story. Actually, it's an old story, and I heard about it, but I looked it up again today. So there was this gay couple in Omaha, and they went shopping. And they went into a thrift store and they found this picture and they liked the frame. Cause you know, like Dutch ornamentation, like on my great grandma Un's picture.
Yeah.
Like the frame is so beautiful. So they bought it for the frame, but they were kind of like, the picture's kind of tacky. And they had a friend that worked at, is it Tiffany's? Am I saying that right? It's an auction house. Not Tiffany's, the jewelry store. Tiffany's. I'm going to say it wrong. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Look it up. It doesn't matter. And it was an authentic Picasso. And it was worth $1 million. The painting was authenticated.
Gosh.
So they bought it for the frame. The picture itself was a real Picasso. Because you know Picasso did a million drawings.
Yes.
He's like, he's the only artist that has that much work. And so every time I go in, I'm like, oh man, I found this wall clock. That's the last supper wall clock with a Coors Light sign attached. I bet that is going to be worth $1 million.
You're going to punch me when I tell you this. But I believe in this like karma of discount shopping too, of like buying secondhand, because I have been at flea markets where there was a really, and I can't remember now what kind of watch it was. It might've been like a Tag or something, that I was in this like, everything's a dollar bin. And I told the person, I was like, this is not a dollar. You should look this up, like see if it works.
Oh, you're
whatever.
So nice.
And I love salt dishes. And there were.
Oh, God. What's that?
They're little individual salt servers with little tiny spoons that you can set by people. You've used them at my house before. It's a whole
collector's.
So
now my salt shaker isn't good enough.
No.
The one I took from McDonald's? It's a collection. I'm going to collect them from all 50 states.
But I've always wanted these silver Viking boats. They're real silver. And they should be about $80 or $100 each. And I saw somebody had some marked for $2. And I was very tempted to buy them.
Why wouldn't you? Isn't that the thrill of the chase? Isn't
they
that
were real
the whole
silver,
point?
Though. That I didn't
well,
want...
Well, dummy on them.
Because I didn't want somebody to get screwed, you know?
Jen, that's not how that works.
I just messaged somebody on Facebook Marketplace and I was like, if those are real Italian porcelain, like clock and candelabra set, you need to sell them for
more
money.
I don't think
money.
You're going to be very popular in the vintage space if you keep like policing everyone. They're going to be like, hey, we got someone that's squirreling our deal over here.
But then we've got all this cool like industrial shelving that my husband got that we got for free because some architect was moving.
I love the free stuff. Yeah. I love it.
So I feel like it's all like, you know.
Good karma.
It's good karma.
Jen was literally before we started podcasting today, she was like, just one second. I got to finish this Venmo to this Craigslist guy. I just bought shelves and I'm going to go pick them up. Hold on. I've never met anybody. She got her breast pump off Craigslist.
Yeah. I got one of those really good hospital grade ones and I picked it up in a Shakey's Pizza parking lot.
I always say it came with a dude.
Yeah.
He came was with like, a guy that was like, here's the thing. I've got this breast pump, but I like to help. I like to help.
Actually, he was like, he drove in from a long ways away. I was like, where'd you get this from? And he was like, my sister. And I'm like, we are men of honor. Don't insult me with your lies.
Yeah.
You're like,
this, where'd you really get it?
Yeah.
I stole it from a hospital. Okay, now fine. You're honorable.
Fine. Yes, absolutely. So I love to get that kind of stuff. Like a good deal like that. I'm happy
always
to get. Okay. So online, if you're looking for designer cheap stuff, at the beginning of the pandemic, to the misfortune of my kids, 529, I found this website called the Vestiaire Collective. Now, they charge like either $5 or $10 to authenticate everything. And I've bought a bunch of things. I bought a bunch of things there, but there have been like two or three things where they canceled the order and they said, we received it and we don't think that it's real.
Wow.
So then they send you like a discount.
So what do you buy?
Okay.
Like pants?
Well, the first thing that I got was a Gucci bag, a white old school Gucci bag, and I got it for like $208.
Wow.
And it had like some scuffs and stuff on it that I got out.
Because then she watched a tutorial on, then her new thing became, how do I clean old real stuff?
Then I bought a professional
leather
kit.
Kit that I've heard such good
things
about.
You guys, I'm
about
getting really good at it. I mix my own colors.
I'm telling you, she's got a whole career after I mom so hard. And just she's just going to be this weird, like a haberdashery owner or like a handbag owner that's like.
But I also got, I haven't worn them yet because they need hemmed, but I bought these Burberry pants. I think I camouflaged it by saying Burberry because that sounds like burp. That I got for like $100-some. And they were new with tags and they had checked them.
Wow.
So everything, like you might get something, it's going to say listed, they're selling it in, you know, Hungary or Japan or United Arab Emirates. But then they have to send it to Paris where it gets checked out and then they ship it to you from Paris.
That's kind of fun. It seems like a splurge in a fun situation.
It's super fun. Like you could get like all kinds of stuff. Like if you have $100 that you got for your birthday and
you
want to
buy something nice,
some cool, unique thing, you can get it there. And it's old. Nobody's going to have it. Like it's,
yeah,
it's all really unique.
That's something that took me a really long time to figure out. I wish I would have told my younger self, like, hey, don't buy this freaking Big Johnson t-shirt that you're going to wear ironically twice.
Yeah.
Like buy like a nice like little ring that you want, yeah, that you'll keep, or like buy a nice watch, buy a nice, like collect one thing a year that is a like a gift to yourself that you, if you can, because I think there is this idea that like, we don't want to say that stuff because you're like, oh, you're being gross and you're spending money. But I think it's a good lesson in treating yourself right and saying like, I want this thing that's valuable. And yeah, now that I have Eleanor, my mind has changed. I'm like, oh, I want to spend my money on jewelry because I would like to give that to her someday.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think before I was like officially an adult where like most of my money went to like the bar.
Yeah, which was a wonderful investment.
Which was great. Yeah. But I would have like a t-shirt that I got and then I would wear like costume jewelry with it to like.
Yeah, you've always done that. I call it the Sarah Jessica Parker where you're like wearing like really cool.
I've never had a better compliment in my whole
Well, life. What can I say, Jen?
Wow.
I'm always like, I can't wear this necklace. If we play darts, it's just going to get me off my game.
But this is literally what I'll do. I will not spend $30 at Target on a pair of pants.
I don't like Target clothes, generally speaking.
So when they have those like partnerships with designers, you can get some good stuff.
Here's what I don't want to shit talk Target because good again, for kids if they want it, good for great for kids clothes. Mm-hmm. Don't want to shit talk Target because I do love them, and if they want to give us money, I don't want them to be mad at me. But I will say, like, I don't generally walk out of there going like, oh, I really feel good in this. I walk out of there going, I don't love the way the seam is sewed. It doesn't feel very comfortable. It doesn't feel very nice. Like, and then I don't feel all that great. But I know so many women who are excellent in fashion, and they love Target, and they always do it right. And they get, I'm always like, oh my God, your blouse is amazing. And they're like, Target, $14. I'm like, never me.
Well, that's what
never me.
That's the problem that I have with it is, like, unless you can get a really good deal on stuff at Target, it doesn't feel like you've really, because you could spend.
It's expensive. You could spend $30 on a shirt.
Yeah. And you could spend that at TJ Maxx and get like probably a designer.
Something silk, something that feels good. I agree. I'm not a big, also, you know, just the overwhelmed thing, Target.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
I go to the kids section all the time.
I love the kids section, and I love every section, except I do feel like I didn't get a good deal sometimes on the clothes. Although I love their underwear.
Nope.
Because I love 5 for $25.
No way. Never going to break down on the – I'm like, husband, we need those rice bowls that heat up in the microwave for 90 seconds. They are our lifeline right now.
Yes.
And clean underpants. So if you can make your way to Costco and then spend $700 on shit we don't need, that'd be great. Let me give you my address.
I have them organized on my phone. I am not the guy
from Craigslist. Ooh,
okay. This is my shopping, a special section on my phone.
You have a special section on your phone?
Just to keep my apps organized.
Keep your
But this is what's
organized.
Funny about it. It has Home Depot, CVS, eBay, Groupon, Sephora, Target, Tradesy.
Tradesy's great. We didn't talk about Tradesy. Tradesy's great. You love Tradesy.
Everything's verified. Everything's designer, and you can get really good deals. You have.
I like the RealReal, and I like Rebag.
Okay, RealReal is expensive.
It is expensive.
But here's Rebag is too. But you can always sell stuff back within a year.
Yeah,
and you can get they guarantee like 70% back.
It's crazy.
Or
you can buy a bag and then sell that bag back.
Yeah,
and you're like, dang.
Yeah.
I didn't think I could do that.
ThredUp, Etsy, because Etsy has great vintage. There, people own shops and
Etsy
they like.
Etsy overwhelms me. I'm like, I start out there. I'm like, oh, I want to find a necklace with a K on it, and then there's like 4,000, and the first one's like $6, and the last one's like 45,000. I'm like, I don't know what's in between.
Yeah.
Etsy's a little overwhelming, but here's what I like about Etsy. I think it's very empowering, and I think it's awesome, and it's entrepreneurial in spirit. Yeah. So I will dig. If you've got an Etsy shop and you're listening to us right now, you should send us your link.
Because we like to look.
Because we like to look, and we like to buy. And like, I think that's supporting women in the right way. So I do like Etsy.
Okay.
I just don't have the time. I'm not sure what I'm spending my time on.
So this is an important one. You guys know that Nordstrom Rack has an app. They have a website.
Yes.
So if you don't like to go in and have to go through the millions, zillions of racks, buy it online.
That's good to know. Even though, but I do feel like I like to try things on.
Yeah, you can always take it back. You can take anything back forever.
You're right.
Chic Me is C-H-I-C-M-I.
I like that one.
It's like, you can find like online sample sales, local sample sales. And then if you're in LA, of course, LA Bargains is the best one. It has every single sale, warehouse sale. I don't know how that chick does it, but she finds stuff that like people at the company don't even know about. Like she finds
I don't think I have that one.
I'll send you that one. That's
She's
a good one.
She's sending it to me, you guys. I'm going to look so much better the next time we do this. I'm going to wear a beret.
Are you so bored?
Not at all. I find it fascinating. I'm not in a store.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If you were telling me this stuff and I was literally in a retail location, I would have a breakdown.
I'm going to be like, get me out of here.
Honestly,
if we're in a mall, I'm like, just go get some chili cheese fries and a beer.
I know. That's
and
me. I'm going to go to Yankee Doodles.
I'm going to bring you 4 examples of dresses. You just pick which one you want.
That's, like I said, I think that my anxiety towards shopping is not at shopping itself. It's just because it's a little bit harder for me now because my my physical body doesn't look the way it used to. So when I put clothes on, what I used to wear, which by the way, was never anything. I never looked like I was going to like a trickster concert. I was just like.
But I do make you wear an off-the-shoulder shirt or two sometimes.
When?
I bought you one hot pink off-the-shoulder shirt. Tell me you've worn it. Because it at least, who'd you give it to?
Off-the-shoulder shirt is
it's
it?
It's like a big neck. It's like, it looks like Flashdance. I got it for a couple bucks. It's just like you could wear it working out or whatever. So I thought how you'd probably wear it, but it's hot pink.
Oh, I think I thought that was supposed to be tied in the back.
Maybe.
I think I pinned it. I think I pinned that. But yeah, you have great style and you pick out great stuff for me. And you are getting the raw end of this deal. I don't know how to tell you. I've told you. You're a better cook. You're a better designer. There's not much I bring to this.
Oh, God.
I'm not bored at all. True. I think shopping is really fun and I think it's important. And I think it's something like right now. I think you make a good point. Like, I was shopping today for Eleanor for Halloween and I found these sparkly little tennis shoes that I knew that would make her so happy. And I thought, we haven't bought any clothes because what are we doing on Zoom?
Yeah.
I barely wear pants. So I splurged and got them for today and I felt like a million bucks.
I bought Dash a pair of those shoes that he was wearing the other day.
God. Yeah, when did he get man feet, by the way?
Well, his feet are growing so fast. They really are. And so I usually don't like to spend a lot on their shoes. Like I just like a more disposable ones because they leave them outside.
And they're
stuff
gross.
Like that.
They get so gross so fast.
But I got him this pair of leather Converse that I got on Poshmark. And they were new with tags. And part of me was like, well, why am I doing this? Because nobody's going to see his feet. And he doesn't really get to go anywhere right now. But he wears them every day. Like
he loves them.
He loves them. And so you can't make yourself happy buying stuff.
Yes, you can. I do think you can.
Okay. I was just trying to be noble.
I want to tell you that I do think you can make yourself happy buying shit. I just, I don't want to deal with the fallout of what happens when I can't afford it. If I were rolling in the dough, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Like I would be, do you think, or am I full of shit? Like,
I don't think so because like the way that I shop now isn't tremendously different. Not that I'm like rolling in dough, but like there are times in my life where I've been like, my job wasn't great.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of debt. So I couldn't, like I would go find like a $7 t-shirt. I'm not that different than that.
Yeah.
Now.
But
even though I'm older.
Pandemic has made you a super shopping ninja.
I'm a ninja, you guys.
She is on it. But you enjoy, like, we're very Midwest in that we find a deal. You never, like, when someone compliments your shirt, you're like, I got it for $14.
I can't just take the compliment.
You can't take the compliment. That is
I like your belt.
It's
not real Gucci.
It's not real Gucci. Like, you cannot just say.
And this is how much I love it. When I know what somebody likes. So I buy Kristen's clothes all the time because I try to get the only person I gave up on is my husband because I don't think he's worn a single thing I've ever bought him. I swear to God. But
my husband has.
I know. I bought him some man pants.
Right. He's like, man. And then Jen is telling Colin about this sample sale and Colin's like, so if I just take my truck down there and we put a bunch of clothes in the back,
yes.
Is that how we save money?
Yes.
Like, what is happening? Has there been a bridge built between these two humans? Like,
yeah.
Oh, God.
No, I know. And then also, we have friends that I know that they kind of like mid-century furniture. So I'm always sending them like stuff on Craigslist. I'm like, I'd ask 75 on this.
Yeah.
I think.
I was with a friend of ours. And Jen sent this random text out of nowhere that was like, I found a giant R with lights on it. Two of the bulbs don't work. He's asking 150. I think you can get 125. And then my phone pinged and she sent it to me and she goes, are you with Chrissy? Because I found this R for her husband, Ryan. Can you please make sure she sees this? Because I think it's a really good deal.
And I thought it was going to go away quick. I couldn't stand the idea.
I'd see Jen with like 18 screens in front of her. And she's like, all right, we've got a Poshmark is having a sale on the right. Let's go ahead. True. Run it. Let's go. And then left side.
I knew from that guy when I bought those shelves, I was like, Yeah, he's not effing around. He's bottom.
He knows what he's doing.
That's a low price. That's the lowest price. Because he had a whole bunch of them and he sold them all. So he knows somebody will pay that.
Like, I get very nervous at haggling and some people love it. But I get, it's weird. I'm Dewey's daughter. It depends. It depends on
I think you're pretty good at that. I think you're good at going like,
no.
Like, all right. Listen, DJ, I know you're not working on this Monday night, so I'll give you 200 bones. That's all I got for this.
That's accurate.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a good way to do it.
I'm my dad's daughter. I'll be like, listen, I'm going to give it to you straight. I know we both want to walk out of here feeling like we got a good deal and saved a little money, so let's meet somewhere in the middle, shall we?
I know.
That's how Dewey sold cars.
Used car salesman. His own lot, you guys.
Yeah, Dewey Hensley really Motor. Good. Dewey Hensley Motor.
He and I haven't had that conversation. We could deep dive into that, too.
Yeah, Dewey loves to talk finance.
Oh, my gosh.
Finance managing and numbers and credit scores. It's
I got to go buy those shelves.
Okay, let's get... Oh, wait. Before we go, we got to do a hot flash, right?
Yeah.
My hot flash is that I've been forced to watch, let me rephrase, I've been able to watch Newsies 45 times during this pandemic.
How? Sorry.
Yeah. Finn and Eleanor both are into it.
I've never seen it.
What?
Chris and I haven't seen Titanic still.
God. What the? You got to stop shopping and start watching.
I know.
That's offensive.
I know.
I almost can't even hot flash now. Rev up, Kristen. Rev up. Christian Bale. And here's why I wanted to say he's my hot flash. For obvious reasons, he's so hot and he can do every accent and he's the best actor on the planet. But he has a little bit of a speech thing. And my son is going to speech therapy right now because he has my son has a speech situation. It's like, it's not an impediment, but he has something called tongue thrust. And so his tongue protrudes out past his front of his teeth and it can cause his bridge of his teeth to kind of go forward. So he's doing a lot of speech therapy to control it so that we can get him in like eventually braces and whatever. Yeah. So Finn sometimes really feels bad about that. And he's like, man, why do I have to have a speech thing? And I was like, everybody's got a thing.
Yeah.
You've got a little speech thing. Everybody's got a thing.
Yeah.
It's just what makes us unique. And it's just a thing. And deep down inside, he's like so excited. He wants to be an actor. He wants to be an actor, wants to be a director. And I'm like, can we meet in the middle and go pediatric dentistry? He's like, no.
To the stars?
To the stars.
Yeah.
But no, not having it. So we watch Newsies and I go, Finn, I want you to look at Christian Bale and how he pronounces his words. Because he does the thing with his tongue the same as you. And there ain't nobody more successful than Christian Bale. And he goes, Mommy, do you think he's handsome? And I was like, no, I only think your dad's handsome. Of course I think he's handsome. What do you think, I'm dead? So
come on. Every man thinks he's handsome too. Let's
your dad
foolish.
Has a crush on him. I don't want to confuse you, Finn, but that's like between Brad Pitt and Christian Bale, your dad's confused on a couple fronts.
I wish somebody would have told me when I was younger, and I don't remember exactly where I got this, but it was like that thing that you hate about yourself that you think is a mistake is going to be the pathway
Isn't
to
that
your
the
success.
Truth?
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
And if we all just knew that, then we would just kind of choose to like ourselves a little bit more.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to end on that hot flash. Christian Bale, we just took all the sexy out of you and made it real sentimental.
Yeah.
But I love him.
I know.
Oh, my God. Ford versus Ferrari. It's like Matt Damon and him.
We need to do a whole episode about that because I was like, you can't just big budget movie me into thinking this is a good story here.
Are you telling me you didn't like Ford versus
hated
Ferrari?
It.
Jesus Christ. Is there anything left between us? I loved it.
I'm going to go buy some shelves.
God damn it. Gosh darn it. I mean,
no.
Oh, dang it.
I know. Ugh. I didn't.
Oh, my God. We're going to talk about this.
Okay.
The Titanic thing upsets me. Okay.
I wish I would have watched that instead of Ford versus
You guys.
Ferrari.
Oh, wait. Before you go, we got to say this one thing. Okay. So Jen and I are going to do two drive-in shows, which is very, very exciting.
It's us doing our two-person stand-up show. It's a mom's night out.
It's mom's night out, round two.
Yep.
In the drive-in version. Yep. So everything is like
socially distanced and safe.
It's the prices are per car. So here's how you can find out where and when we're playing. We're playing San Marcos, California, Saturday, November 17th at 7 p.m. Go ahead and go to imomsohard.com for tickets. The other show we're doing is in Anaheim, California, Saturday, December 5th at 5:30 p.m. That one is going to be like off the chain, apparently, because it's a little bit smaller of a venue. Nice. So everybody get your tickets now, because if we get tickets sold, we get to go to other cities. And there's nothing we want to do more.
It's going
to
be so much fun.
Get out of our house and come and see you.
Get a designated driver like your 16-year-old. All they're going to do is sit on their phone anyway.
Yeah, they're not interested in you, but they'll drive well.
Your pod ladies get in the van and come see us.
Come see us. And we love you, and we're thinking of you.
Subscribe
and
to our podcast, too.
Subscribe. How do we do that, Jenny?
Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can do that. You can see the podcast on YouTube, and you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
And Twitter sometimes.
Sometimes we feel like it. Yeah. Or go to imomsohard.com for all the info.
Yay! Bye-bye. Let's get out of here.